The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Loved ones of Christ, a man I did not know called me one day. He said I got my name from another musician who told him that I was a drummer. He asked if I played Dixieland jazz. I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Can you play this Friday night?" I said, "Yes, I will." He said, "Well, our drummer can't be there, so I want you to be at a certain place at 7:30. I said, "I'll be there." Dixieland jazz. That's my answer to Jesus' question in the gospel reading today. With what can we compare the kingdom of God? This question shouldn't take a lot of time for us to think about before we come up with an answer. It's like a question, "What's your favorite dessert? And would you like some?" "Of course. And I know what I want." Jesus wasn't playing Stump the Chump with his question about living in the kingdom of God. I bet you don't know the answer to this one. Jesus wasn't looking for an answer that's about the distant future, like the country song. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now. Jesus' question was about here and now. What, right here, right now, is something to point to as an example of more of what God has in store for us? It's meaningful. It's satisfying. You want to look forward to more of this in the future. I know. Dixieland jazz. Or for another music lover, it might be classical music. A cello player in Iraq took his cello and placed it on the street in Iraq, right in the middle of tension, as militant ISIS people were around him. The cello player was saying very simply as he played his cello, "Make music, not war." He was saying to a world, wouldn't we be better off with more of whatever we find meaningful and satisfying, and wouldn't we be better off with less of what we're not going to miss with the coming kingdom of God? And wouldn't it be good for us to look forward to more of this and less of that right here, right now? As God's kingdom keeps on coming, bringing us new things from God, and it keeps on discarding what isn't what God has for us. Jesus sparked people's imaginations with faith to believe whatever makes life fulfilling now keeps becoming all the more so, all the way to heaven. So keep looking for it. Like a farmer and a gardener plants seeds and then looks forward to harvest time. Imagination that is sparked with faith from God anticipates more good from God in this life and the next. Little Billy had a big imagination. Billy liked to draw. Billy's parents noticed Billy's drawings of late seemed different. People were laying down in Billy's drawings instead of standing up like they usually did. Some of the people laying down had their eyes shut. Some had red color coming from their bodies. This suggested they were injured or dead. As the drawings showed, they were run over by a car, or hit in the head with a rock, or stabbed with a knife, or shot with a gun. Billy's dad asked Billy, "Are all these people in your drawings in pain?" "Yes," Billy responded. "Why?" Dad asked. Billy said, "That's the way I think of them." Billy's parents scheduled an appointment for Billy with a child psychologist. The psychologist told Billy, "Your parents are worried about you." Then he asked Billy, "Are you angry?" Billy looked at the child psychologist, puzzled, and said, "Why would I be angry? I'd only be angry if my parents wouldn't let me be what I want to be when I grow up." The psychologist asked him, "What's that?" He said, "A doctor." We lose our ability to imagine good happening without faith from God to put our imaginations to good use. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel foretold of better days for Israel after Israelites had been through difficult times, living as exiles in Babylon. And so, more difficult times, but more importantly, better days did happen for Israelis to this very day. An example to the world of what God wants for all people to be able to look forward to. In the second reading, the church leader, the Apostle Paul, wrote about how God is at work replacing what is just temporary in this life with what is meant to last for eternity. In the gospel reading, Jesus asked essentially, so what should we say? All that is meant to last is like. How unimaginative to think that something that starts small cannot grow into something bigger, like seeds planted, like babies born, like projects that need to start small so we can grow along with them to be able then to see what might become of them as God helps make them happen in our living. How unimaginative to think of a plant or a person or a project as not big enough. As though nothing much will come from this little plant or little person or little project. What a waste of imagination to think in terms of scarcity. As though God is stingy. And so are people. And so there isn't enough of what's needed. When often the problem is there's a surplus of this and that, and people are lacking imagination to do something with the surplus. For example, every single day there is a surplus of food around, still good, and it gets thrown in the dumpsters. The former president of the grocery store Trader Joe's, Doug Rauch, he got frustrated as he came to realize all the good food that was being tossed out to make room for shelves for more coming in. After Doug Rauch retired, the former president of Trader Joe's imagined what a not-for-profit retail store could do to help people by selling food at very low prices, which would otherwise be thrown away. Now, as soon as I mention this, if you are thinking, I got a lot of things you can hear people talk about when they say that'll never work. You're too late. It's already working. Daily Table, that's the name. Daily Table Grocery began bringing affordable groceries to working low-income people in Dorchester, Massachusetts, 6 years ago, beginning on June 4th, 2015. Nutritious food is priced at a fraction of regular prices, and it meets and beats junk food pricing. Daily Table Grocery Chain is committed to making healthy, affordable food available to people with an intentional effort to reduce food waste. How? They have created a network of suppliers who donate their excess food. While larger companies and supermarkets won't stock shelves with items close to the expiration date on the package, Daily Table takes these items to quickly sell them before the expiration date at great deals. When manufacturers make too much food product without a plan for what to do with it, Daily Table takes the surplus and sells it at a lower cost. When brand name companies change their packaging labels, Daily Table gladly takes products with older labels that others don't want. Many suppliers and vendors have caught on to what Daily Table is doing. They want to support this mission, so they give discounts and donations of food when they can. In 2023, Daily Table stores in Massachusetts recovered 1,672,196 pounds of food that otherwise would have been tossed out. Jesus spoke of his mission that was like a seed that would grow to spread blessings for body and soul around the world. The powers of hell, Jesus proved by way of a cross and an empty tomb, are not going to prevail against the plan that just keeps on going and growing and coming and happening. And where two or three gather in his name, Jesus promised, there he is to spread God's blessings as a foretaste of heaven. Whoever gets a foretaste of heaven is bound to want some more. With some imagination sparked by faith from God, they're bound to get it. Amen.